This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Bloomington singer-songwriter Emily Hope says a sunny outlook and a sense of hope are integral to both her life and music. Hope is one of many scheduled to perform this weekend in Uptown Normal as part of the two-day Make Music Normal Festival. She tells WGLT's John Norton her sunny outlook is so important to her that the first line in her online bio reads, "A smiley 23-year-old singer-songwriter, guitarist, and ukulele player."
So the whole vibe of Emily Hope music is to bring hope and joy through my music, and people that know me by being smiley and a joyful person, so that's kind of the message I want to share with my audience, so that's pretty much why it's important.
Well, you even have a song called Smile.
I do.
S-M-I-L-E. Yes. Is that how you say the name of the song?
I usually just say smile because it's kind of a mouthful when you do the whole spelling out thing. But in the song, it spells it out.
So come on over here, wipe away every tear. I'd like to introduce you to my friend. S-M-I-L-E. It's been too long, don't you agree?
So the song is called S-M-I-L-E. We can call it Smile. It's from Emily Hope, our guest here on GLT Sound Ideas. So you're hopeful. You like hope. You like smiles. You like, it sounds like, optimism. Where does that come from?
Well, I'm a strong believer in Jesus Christ, and that is what I'm rooted in, and that's what I want to share with the world. A lot of my songs aren't point blank like, yeah, praise Jesus, but they have a lot of hopeful undertones to them that I want to share. So
that's an interesting thought, because Christian music, at least for a while, maybe that's gone now, for a while Christian music seemed to have a mention of Jesus or some biblical reference or something like that. Does it have to have those references to actually be Christian music?
I don't personally believe so. I think, honestly, nowadays most people, if they hear the word Jesus, they're probably automatically turned away from it. Not everybody, but a lot of people just think, oh, that's stupid, or that's not me, you know. But if I can get to someone through, say, my song Smile, it just shows them that little piece of hope, and maybe that brings them towards Jesus someday.
So have you always been hopeful?
Not always, of course not. I mean...
You were a shy preteen, you say.
I was.
And songwriting kind of helped you get through that?
Yes. There came a time when I just felt like I was pretty invisible growing up. I thought I didn't really have anything super special about me, but my friends who had heard me sing before just kind of kept encouraging me, like, you should sing in front of people, you know? That kind of got me out of my shyness and brought me some hope for my life and what I have to offer. So
did you have a musical background before you started writing songs, or did you kind of just pick up what you're hearing on the radio?
Well, I wrote my first song when I was like 7, so... Yeah, just kind of, I've always loved writing. I've been involved in a lot of creative writing courses throughout my school. That kind of played into learning how to write better. And as for the musical stuff, so like guitar and ukulele, I picked those up near the end of college about a couple years ago. So pretty new to that, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So when you started writing music when you were real little, but let's get past 7 or 8, even past that.
Mm-hmm.
What was important to you then when you were writing?
Honestly, it's always been about the inspirational music. It's things that kind of dig past the surface level of things. I don't really want my songs to be like, yeah, they're all happy and positive, but some of them, if you listen to a couple others, like my song Talkin' or Whispers, they get you to think about what I'm saying. So like on the outside, it's happy and stuff, but then when you look at the lyrics, it's like, oh, she's talking about this deep subject.
Something I don't want. I see and hear you everywhere. I can't escape it. It's just not fair, but I know I can't be the only one. Don't you have something else to do than talk about what isn't true? But your laughter tells me you're having fun, and I guess you...
So the song is Whispers. It's our guest Emily Hope here on GLT Sound Ideas. There's another song on there that caught my attention on your Spotify page, Father Song. I'm guessing it's about your father.
It is, yes.
Sounds like he's been pretty inspirational to you.
He has been,
because not every kid is really great that their mother or father at a younger age has really got their best interest in mind, right?
Yeah.
It sounds like you have a great relationship with your father.
I do. I'm one of the very fortunate ones in life to have a great father and mother as well. Can't forget about mama. Yeah, my dad, he's also a great writer, and I've learned a lot from him and his writing. He used to write songs when he was younger.
He's a preacher and a giver, a real kind mister, the one who always has the best advice, the hardest worker, the calmest peacemaker, but no title fits him better than father.
One Father's Day, I was like, I need to write a song for my dad, and there were many tears shed, happy ones. So
did he know it was coming before you played it for him?
He did not. So what I did was, the first Father's Day, I wrote the song, gave it to him, let him read it. The next Father's Day, I had it recorded, and I played it for him.
Is that when the tears were shed?
Both times.
Yeah. That's
probably
nice.
In between there, too.
You know, in a wicked world, it's nice to hear stories like that, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's go to another song. It's one of your singles, and it's called Better.
Yeah.
When were you gonna tell me there was nothing there? When you held me, kiss me softly, brush away my hair. Thought I knew where we were going. Guess it wasn't worth the warning. Tell me, do you sleep at night?
And this sounds a little bit different than some of the more acoustic songs that you're... This has updated production values to it. Is this a direction you're moving, or is this just an experiment here?
So a little bit of both, I would say. So I work with my studio guy. His name's Oliver Johnson. He recently moved to Nashville, so it's been kind of hard to get with him lately. But he's more into the pop stuff, and I kind of wanted to experiment with a little bit of that. Yeah, Better's more... I don't want to say dark, but it has some anger in there. It kind of showcases that I'm not happy all of the time.
Well, that's what I'm getting from the song. You're not in the person is not happy with her lot in life. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah. It comes from a real place, kind of a broken place that I've been through personally. And I think people can relate to it, especially women. More of like a shout out to the ladies song.
Well, Emily Hope, let's do one more song. I'm getting this from your Spotify page, Always, a song where the ukulele is very, very prominent on here, right?
Mm-hmm.
A song about standing by a friend, standing by a lover, or maybe both.
Yeah.
I will always miss you more than you miss me. I will always be watching when you can't see.
That's actually one of the first songs I've ever had a music video for, which is really awesome. Filmed that in the Cup and Scone up in Pontiac. Yeah, Always is basically about kind of how I want to be to my friends, to my family. I want to always be there for them. I want to make sure that they know that I'm there. People can honestly take it however they want to. It could be a friend relationship. It could be a romantic relationship. It could even be a godly relationship, in that God's always here for us. He's always watching when we can't see. He's always waiting for us. He's always there.
Well, this is fantastic. Emily, thanks for stopping in.
No problem.
Nice to hear your music. Thanks for talking to us.
Yeah.